Hello and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews, where, as you can see, we are going to be talking about the original 1987 movie Predator with Arnold Schwarzenegger today. If you are listening to the audio form of the podcast, obviously you can't see that, but I invite you to come over and check out our YouTube channel, where we are going to be talking about this movie in depth today. And yes, I did manage to actually find the original trailer for this, and we're going to be talking about that here in a minute too. But I'm also going to be sharing with you the original review that was on moviedeputy.com that I had written for this back in the day. I don't remember exactly when I had written the review for this, but yeah, it was a little ways back there. And in this is, for those who don't know, the Predator movie, they're probably familiar with, of course, the new Predator Badlands that just came out. And I hope you go back and check out that review that went live a few days ago. But this one is actually set, it's the first Predator movie, and it's set during the Vietnam War. And the whole thing in this is the whole thing about knowing your enemy, or in this case, not knowing. Imagine going over expecting to fight the Viet Cong and running into an extraterrestrial character whose sole goal it is to kill anything basically alive. And it's very gory, very brutal, very intense. Of course, I am giving this movie a guilty rating. I hope that doesn't come as a surprise to anybody. But as you can see right here, or if you can't see, I apologize, but I do have the original Predator poster up for this movie. And you're going to see, I'm going to show you here in a little bit of what I turned this into for the podcast image. But before we get into that a whole lot, I want to share the trailer with you. So let's jump over to that. Now, I do know there's like a silent part at the beginning of this trailer. I'm not sure why, but I didn't want to cut a whole lot of it off. So just kind of explain some of the quiet zone on this a little bit.
We are a rescue team, not assassins. Now, what do we got to do?
Here they think they are going in to rescue soldiers who needed medevac out, and yeah, what they found was a lot more.
For the world where there are no rules.
We pick up their trail at the chopper, run them down, grab those hostages before anybody knows we were there. What do you mean we?
Deep in the jungle, where nothing that lives is safe.
You lose it here, you're in a world of hurt.
They have no idea how true that statement's gonna be. I wonder what people thought when they were going and to watch Predator for the first time in theaters, not having any more idea of what to expect than what they saw in this trailer.
Time, Jen.
Knock, knock.
An elite rescue squad.
You're bleeding, man.
I ain't got time to bleed.
Is being led by the ultimate warrior.
We need the best. That's why you're here.
But now,
what's got Billy so spooked?
There's something out there waiting for us. And it ain't no man.
They have no idea what they're about to encounter.
They're up against the ultimate enemy.
Holy Mother of God.
Nothing like it has ever been on Earth before.
She says the jungle just came alive and took him.
We cannot see it.
No blood, no bodies. We hit nothing.
But it sees the heat of our bodies and the heat of our fear.
Whatever it is out there, it killed Hopper. Now it wants us.
It kills for pleasure.
He was skinned alive!
It hunts for sport.
He's killing us one at a time.
We're all gonna die.
But this time, it's picked the wrong man to hunt.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
At least that's the plan.
Century Fox presents Arnold Schwarzenegger. Predator. The hunt begins Friday, June 12th at theaters everywhere.
Now, as you can imagine, the 1980s gave us a lot of different views of aliens. We had E.T., we had Close Encounters of the Third Kind, we had Predator. It's like we got to see all different kinds of things like that. We had Starman. I'm probably listing movies that you may not have ever even heard of, but I hope I'll create some curiosity with at least some of these. But as you can see, The trailer is a little intense, but that is a good description of the movie, or good depiction of the movie, as there are a lot of really intense scenes. And as you can see, the predator, the whole thing is that they can see with their heat vision. They can see body heat. So how do you shield yourself from that? It's like, you can't just turn off your body heat. But, and like, who makes it? Who survives? Where does the story go from here? Surprisingly, and I will openly admit this, I've seen this Predator movie. I saw the Predator movie that came out in 2018, and then I saw the new one. And I honestly thought that was it until I was looking a little bit closer lately. And I remember the Alien versus Predator movie, but I was not really including that in the whole thing because that kind of goes a little off the storyline and everything. So I do know that I need to go back and review some of the other Predator movies, but I will be bringing this one to you, today. I will be bringing the Predator movie to you on Wednesday. So be sure to come back. You don't want to miss that. But I want to share with you the podcast image that I had done with this. So I'm going to turn off the poster and I'm going to turn on the podcast image. There we go. As you can kind of see, I took the lettering from the other one and I just kind of rearranged things, blew it up and just kind of made it more front and center. This is my drink of choice. It's Pepsi. I'm a Pepsi-holic. Just getting a little bit dry while I'm doing that. So shout out to Pepsi. Like I said, diehard Pepsi-holic here. So that's about the hardest stuff I drink. But such as it is. Now, you're probably curious about the score that I'm going to give this movie, or the score that I gave it. Well, I think I should probably share with you the original review that I had posted on MovieDeputy.com. So we're going to kind of get into that. The original review that was on MovieDeputy.com is, "When you go to war, you expect to know your enemy. That is a luxury that these guys don't have. In the midst of the jungle, they are hunting. What is it that they are hunting may elude them, but that is the least of their problems. They will soon find that they are the ones being hunted. One by one, they begin to disappear. When what is left of them is found, the morale drops significantly. In order to keep things moving forward, they re-strategize and plan out their attacks step by step. The problem is that they don't know anything about that which they're hunting. It's not just a difficult foe. It's one that is a challenge like they've never seen before, literally. Just when they think the fight is over, one of them stumbles upon something that changes the challenge. You see, the game has been one of seeing without sight. But what if that advantage is gone? Then the fight becomes fair. Is there such a thing in a matter such as this? Well, just when the fight appears to be won, the creature sets in motion a series of events that will change the game for all of them. Who will come out as the victor in this dangerous game? Is this the last that we'll see of the predator creature, or will there be more to come? We'll have to wait and see." Now, as you saw, I try to be a little creative in some of the writings of those, and I do kind of miss a little bit of that feel of the dramatic part of the storytelling. But at the same time, I also like just sitting here and having this conversation with you about these types of stories. And I'm kind of curious if you've ever seen this one. If not, if you'd be curious to go back and check it out. I know a lot of my listeners were born considerably after this movie came out, as 1987 was 38 years ago. Wow. That's a long time. But if you're wondering us score-wise on this, I did give Predator, the original, of course, in 1987, a 6.5 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. It delivers on action. It delivers on just the whole keeping you on the edge of your seat factor. Were there errors? Absolutely. But the story was strong enough that it carried a lot of it through. Now, mind you, if you're not into the sci-fi type of stories, this one might not be for you. This is very intense. And some people may be, "Oh, the graphics, blah, blah." Well, it was 1987. They didn't have the CGI and everything that they have now. They were still working with a very early green screen type technology even then. And most of the stuff wasn't like computer done at all. It was just done with explosions and sound effects. So They really managed to do a lot with stuff, with stories back then. So I do invite you to go check this one out if you haven't done so before. Would not know where to recommend to find it. I know probably on Instant Video, it's probably downloadable on there amongst many other places. But as always, if you are enjoying these reviews, I hope that you make sure to like, subscribe, and share so that you can continue to enjoy all of these adventures that we're going together on. And I know I'm having a lot of fun, so I hope you are too. And as always, I'll be back soon. Bye-bye.